The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody, what is going on? It's weird. It's Wednesday. It's not Tuesday. I told myself all day long, don't mess up the intro. Don't say Tuesday. Don't say Tuesday. And here we go. I didn't say it. I accomplished my goal. Hope you guys all had a great 4th of July. We are here. Well, some of us are here. No Scott tonight. No Mookie tonight. It is literally Mike and the dog. Caesar, how you feeling, man?
How you feeling, boys? We celebrate the fuck out of America yesterday or no? I mean, I didn't really, if I'm being honest. My parents were in Cancun, so I was just here with my brother. We went to our local bi-national baseball team and saw the fireworks there, and that's about it.
How?
But
how
USA, did
you,
USA,
how you rah, and, rah. Brother pound at the crib by yourself?
My little brother is under the age of 21, so he drank none legally.
Good answer, but for real, what do you
legally
drink?
He drank none illegally. A good amount. But it could be non-alcoholic. It could have been an Old Duel.
There you go.
We could have felt a little fancy with
an Old Duel. Yeah, an Athletic Brewing. Yeah, Athletic Brewing, 0%.
Yeah. I had it solid like 8.
That's
8 for Mariota. I have to stop doing that though, because Mariota plays for the Eagles. I gotta change a whole bunch of passwords now too.
Why'd you stop at 8 on the 4th of July? I feel like there is no, like, there's
also
no,
like 4 times 2 is 8, so I wanted to go double as hard on the 4th. I don't know.
I don't care. I drank a whole bunch of vodka sodas at the pool with my wife, and then came home and there was dog shit all over the house because our dog's sick. So not the best 4th of July. Also, hammered drunk at midnight when he started pooping blood and we had to take him to the vet. I was like, babe, you're gonna have to drive because I am in no shape. So stumbling into a vet ER at midnight on the 4th of July with a dog pooping blood is not my idea of a good 4th of July. But we made it through, man, and we're here now, and that's all that matters, right? It's
also I'm glad John made it. Hope the dog's doing great, right? But one, you brought up middle of the night and vet. Did you hopefully you didn't, but did you go to one of these like veterinarians that are open in the middle of the night and the wait line's just like 20 other animals in front of you?
Dude, they told us, they were like, listen, we can triage them and make sure it's not severe, but the wait time right now is between 8 and 10 hours. And I was like, wait, how long? 8 and 10 hours they had. So we were able
every story I've heard of someone's animal unfortunately getting super sick or almost dying from the hours of like 7 p.m. to 4, 5, 6 in the morning, all surround the fact that they had to wait ungodly amount of hours to even get seen by the vet.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was absolutely crazy. There was like a little chihuahua that they were bringing out that had eaten fireworks. So I'm like, yeah, I guess that one probably should go ahead of us. But and then they were like, nah, he's fine. Like, vitals are fine. You can take him home and wait for 10 hours and we'll call you. And they never called today. So I'm like, all right, great. Good thing my vet got us in. It's all good now. He's doing good. We're doing good because we're here. We got an awesome show for you guys tonight. No Mookie, no Scott. Like I said, they are off enjoying some vacation time. So it's Caesar and I holding down the fort for you, keeping the streak alive, keeping the show streak going. We are going to talk Joey Chestnut tonight because we have to. That man is an American treasure after what he did yesterday on the 4th of July. Saved my holiday. I don't know about you, Caesar, but it saved my holiday. Also, we got to talk this day.
He's up there with John Cena in terms of American. He's up there with John Cena. I'm being serious. He really is. When you hear the No, you know who's coming out of that fucking hall. I hear that guy with the fucking like hat, the greatest hot dog eater ever. I know it's fucking Joey.
Put some respect on George Shea's name. Yeah, put some respect on that name.
George Shea,
that
man, that's his name.
George Shea is that guy's name. Yeah,
he's a thug. I just didn't know who he was. But shout out Georgie.
He is.
When
best.
I hear his voice, I knew who the fuck is walking out. The same way you hear. Yeah, like they're up there. John Cena and Joey Chestnut are up there.
We'll talk Joey and how he saved America and the 4th of July yesterday. We're going to talk this Dame Lillard trade. Also, I got to dunk on BYU a little bit because BYU trying to be cool now that they're in the Big 12 and they
don't even have enough sex to get this distracted. Like, they don't. What on earth were they distracted by? A fucking Diet Coke? Like, I don't know what they got distracted by. Someone with like a Roots fucking ginger ale walked by and they're like, oh fuck, where do you get that? I don't know. A terrible graphic. Terrible. I could have made something better.
We'll talk about that. Also, Colin Kaepernick's back in the news. So we might have a little Kaepernick talk as well. Before we do all that though, let's talk about these beers that we have tonight. So Caesar, what is in your mug tonight? What are you drinking? And let's rate it on the scale like we always do.
As America is the land of immigrants, I decided to drink. I didn't decide. It was the only thing in my fridge. A Dos Equis. I don't really fuck with them ever since they got rid of the most interesting man in the world, but it's in the fridge. It's free. I'd smash.
You had 8 of them yesterday. Is that what you were drinking yesterday? Was the Dos Equis?
No, I was drinking Coors Light straight from the mountains. High and low.
All right, very nice. Very nice. Robert Taylor said he's drinking Mason Ale Works, his Millennial Falcon Double Dry Hop West Coast IPA. Nice and tasty for 6.5% ABV. Would fuck on a warm day before jumping in the shower. I think you've had that one on. You mentioned that one before, Robert. That name sounds familiar to me. Sounds delicious. Gabe is drinking Southern Girl Blonde Ale, 5.2% ABV from Sycamore Brewing Company. He said he's absolutely banging it. Dude, this sounds amazing. Robert Taylor taking us to school here saying he smoked a pork shoulder, made Southwestern potato salad, grilled corn on the husks, grilled corn in the husks, and grilled green onions.
I have a question.
Fantastic. Go ahead.
Is Southwestern just Texas? Or is that like Arizona and New Mexico?
Arizona as well. Yeah, all of Southwestern. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not all about you, Caesar. It's not all about Texas, okay?
There's just when it's made in Texas for Texans and by Texans, it's just better. It's just better.
Ed said he's drinking Rheingeist Cincy Light. Go Bearcats. Did you hear about that? That beer? Did you hear that story? I don't know if we covered it on the show. Rheingeist is a local brewery here in Cincinnati, and they partnered with an NIL collective to produce this beer, and then money from the beer sold is going to UC's NIL collective. Genius idea on their part. So I will never ever drink one ever, because I'm not going to help UC's recruitment of players ever. Never. Sarah's drinking War Pigs Reign of Hera, 7.3% ABV. That sounds amazing. And Joe Hall saying, I'm not an alcoholic like you fucking low life lushes. Well, thank you, Joe, for that. I dug into the refrigerator because I went through a lot yesterday, and I did not go to the store. So I found this Fresh Batch Series Ginger Snap Pastry Stout from Toppling Goliath Brewing. It's fantastic. It's so good because even though it's 90 degrees today, it's always stout season, baby. Absolutely. Oh, I wish it was 90. It's not? What do you hover at? 105? 110?
112?
Sucks to suck, man. Ohio might have a lot of shitty things, but it doesn't have 110 degree weather. Let us know in the comments what you guys are drinking, whether or not you were banging it. There you go, Caesar. Robert said it's potato salad with sour cream, mayo, corn, cilantro, jalapenos, red bell pepper, green onions, cumin, and chili powder.
That Whew. Sounds like my grandma's potato salad. Are we sure it's like Tex-Mex potato salad?
Southwestern and Tex-Mex. Sure, that sounds about the same. Sarah said yesterday she tried a Belgian double pumpkin that had been aged in rum barrels. That sounds amazing. You even got Caesar's interest on that one, Sarah.
Yeah, it's like that one that y'all told me was going to taste like shit, but wasn't that shitty.
Listen, it is almost that time, Caesar. It's almost that
for
time.
For shitty beers?
August is when the pumpkin beers start flowing. So be ready, be on the lookout, because starting August 1st, you got to start peeping for the pumpkins because they're going to start coming out, man. And I'm going to load up. I am loading up on pumpkin beers this year. I'm not missing the window like I do every single year. Because next thing I know, I look up and it's the end of August and they're all gone already for the season.
That's me with tax season. I always forget to do that shit until it's the last fucking day. And there I am fucking Googling like at 3:30 p.m. cheapest and fastest way to get my taxes done before deadline. It works
just
out.
Do it yourself. Just do it yourself, man. You can't have that.
I just have an app do it.
Yeah, all right. I was going to say, free. You can't have that complex of tax code that you need to go through. Right? Like, you could probably do yours in like 10 or 15 minutes at this point.
Yeah, it's about what it takes. And the 10 to 15 minutes is me finding an app. When am I going to Ohio? I said, what I say that one time?
You said within the next 4 years was the window.
No, I said, was it by the end of 2024 or the end of 2023?
Something like that. 2024, I think, was the window you gave.
Well, by then. There's no update on that because I got a bunch of American Express points that I'm saving for my trip to Europe. When am I going to go on that trip? I don't fucking know. But I got
you would rather go to Europe instead of Ohio? I feel like I should be offended by this, Caesar.
No. Realize this is on my like bucket list of going to Liverpool, going to Anfield, and singing with my little brother, "You'll Never Walk Alone," as the Reds walk on the field. I'm in fucking tears. My brother's crying. The fans are all going crazy. The people behind me, these fucking Yanks, those pussies. Like, I can't wait for it. Oh, my God. I touch the grass. I throw the grass in the air. I take some grass home with me. It's scenes, limbs everywhere. Liverpool beat Arsenal 4-0. Vibes. After I set that scene, does that not seem worth it?
I mean, it sounds amazing, points? But in reality, that's not what it's going to be like at all. Like, you have this, you're going to be severely disappointed because you've built it up so much in your head.
No, there is no disappointment when I'm there watching the Reds in person singing "You'll Never Walk Alone." I'm going to buy the tour and everything.
That is going to be a movie. Tradition. Who started that first? Was it Liverpool or did
Liverpool.
Celtic? Because isn't there a Celtic team that does it too?
Yeah, Celtic, Liverpool. Because Jerry and the Peacemakers, they sang the song after some event happened with Liverpool fans, and they're like, "Hey, like we're in this together. You'll never walk alone." And then like two other teams kind of adopted it, being Celtic and Borussia Dortmund.
Dortmund does it too. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. There's your soccer news for the week. Real quick though, before let's do this real quick because this is a very quick story. Very strange to do soccer in the A block, but I'm doing it just to piss off Mookie because he would love to talk soccer this early in the show, and he's not here, so we're gonna do it real quick. Caesar, what do you make of them changing the offside rule? Because beginning like very soon here, the new offside rule is going to be the entire player has to be offside instead of just a portion of their body. So a guy can literally be leaning ahead and he would be called for offside normally, but FIFA's new rules are now doesn't matter. You can have 1 foot behind the line as long as 1 foot or one toe is still onside. You are considered onside. Is this going to change? Like I've seen Twitter, like people on Twitter going crazy that soccer will never be the same after this rule gets implemented. I'm a new fan. I'm new to the game. I feel like it's not that drastic of a change. But as a soccer regular, do you think this is going to throw havoc in the game?
I don't think it'll throw havoc, but it'll just those first. It's like when VAR got introduced, those first two initial years of it, everyone was like, "Oh fuck, like is the goal going to stand or not?" And now it's just common practice. So when like these first 2 years, whenever I didn't know it was already ratified by FIFA, I thought it was just like Arsene Wenger just doing his thing and being a genius and like, "Oh, hey, let's fix the shit." But say if it is indeed ratified and like it's a part of like the FIFA constitution or their bill of rights or the FIFA commandments, whatever their like laws are called, then I think it'll create some crazy moments. Do I think it's going to alter the shape of the sport? Not really. It'll still be offside, onside, but the moments that will happen from this will be crazy. Because if you take this new rule and you apply it to goals back, maybe the Tottenham comeback against Ajax doesn't happen because someone might be offside or onside. It changes a whole bunch of things. Like if this was instilled back then yeah. But I think after like 2 years, it'll be good.
It's going to lead to more reviews, right? Because
yeah.
In the moment, it's going to be so hard to tell. Like, no, his foot was still onside. Sarah rightfully pointing out it's like hockey rules, which is true. Like, I guess if they can do it at the NHL level on freaking ice, then I guess they should be able to handle it.
I don't think much will change, actually, because they're already reviewing it as it is. So if it's the whole body has to be past the player.
The whole body. If you have any part of your body that's onside, you are onside. So you could literally just have one toe that's onside and you are considered onside. The rest of your body could be past the line. and you were no longer offside.
Then yeah, I think it'll be the same thing, because instead of looking for just that arm, you're looking for like anything that's onside rather than off. Like it switches, in my opinion.
I see what you're saying. So they're going to be looking, rather than looking forward, they're looking backwards. Got you. Okay, so what you're telling me is people on Twitter are overreacting. Good to know. Got it.
It's soccer. It's the world's game. They could change the games from 38 to 39 in a season, and people would say it's ending the year. Like, it's ending soccer as a whole. They could have changed the minutes from 45 to 45 and 2 seconds, and be like, oh, those 2 seconds account for, like, bro, shut up. Like, as long as there's ball and there's two goals, footy's going to be played, and we're tribal in nature, so we're going to have beef with each other for the next 90 and some minutes. Let's enjoy the game. Piss off.
There you go. That's a good way to sum up the soccer segment. Now let's go to the event that everybody cares about over this holiday week, and that is the Beer Mile World Championship. That's right. Everybody wants to talk hot dog eating contest, but the Beer Mile World Championship also took place this weekend in Chicago. Team USA versus Team Canada. Team Great Britain is in this. I think Team New Zealand was a part of this as well. So they have like a beer mile, and then there's team points and obviously an individual winner. The guy who won the beer mile this year, he defended his crown. His name is Corey Bellamore. This dude has the world record in the beer mile at 4 minutes and 28 seconds. He was 2 seconds off from setting that world record, like beating his world record, with one shoe. Within the first 10 seconds of the race, somebody from Great Britain fell.
You Mike Millered it?
He took his shoe off. The dude then ran the rest of the race with one shoe and almost broke his own world record. That is amazing to me.
That's dog. That's dog. I made dog into an adjective just for this guy. That's dog. Like, I don't know how else to say it.
Absolutely. There's Matt Stanton, my man. Matt Stanton.
A 4K ass profile picture. Let's go.
Matt Stanton famously running a beer mile on the show to promote his comedy album that you guys should still go out and buy. And Sarah asking if Matt Stanton is in it. That is the craziest thing I have ever seen, that this dude's shoe falls off. And it's not like, oh, it fell. It was like 10 seconds into the race. Like, as soon as they got out of chugging the beer, his shoe comes off and he dusted everybody. Won by 22 seconds. Next closest guy was 22 seconds away. He ran the first lap in 1:07 with one damn shoe, dude. That's absolutely bomb.
Where was this done? No shit. No way. Okay, yeah. I was like, the street must have not been that hot.
No, it was in Chicago.
Because I'm a bitch. I would have forfeited.
Here's the thing. Listen, I was watching this because it happened. It was over the weekend, and I'm watching this thing, and I realized that they are really trying to be like the hot dog eating competition. Like, they had an announcer come out in like goofy glasses and like a hat with a feather in it, and he was trying to do the George Shea type intro, like hyping up this event. It doesn't have the same pool yet that the hot dog eating competition does, but it feels like this is early hot dog eating competition. Like, before Kobayashi took over and before the hot dog eating competition became so mainstream, that's what the beer mile feels like right now.
I didn't know. I thought the hot dog competition was always like a major thing. I didn't realize that it took like a conqueror to make
it. Was a big deal on Coney Island, but it wasn't as
ESPN
stream as it is now. Yeah, it wasn't ESPN with like Mike Golick Jr. calling it. It was just like a thing that happened in New York. And if you were in New York, you got to see it, but otherwise you really didn't.
I didn't know that. For as long as I've known, it's you wake up late as shit because everyone's off, and then you watch people ingest hot dogs at an alarming rate, and some guy, Joey, wins at the end of it, until I realized that it was Joey Chestnut. And then I was like, oh shit, like, this guy's like a real deal, like, athlete. And then it becomes this whole thing. So I've always known it as like common practice in America. I didn't know it wasn't like a thing. I didn't know it was like niche.
I guess that's true, because in your lifetime, like,
I was born to
Joey Chestnut has been dominant. He's won 15 out of the last 16 years. So that's like a majority of your life is just Joey Chestnut dominant.
Yeah, I wasn't conscious till like what? Maybe 4, 3? Like, my first memory is probably from like a 3-year-old when Finding Nemo came out.
Dude, this is crazy. This is crazy, this realization that you, like, have always known this world where the hot dog eating contest
is. Yeah, like, to me, it's always been around. So like, I'm not really conscious, as kids aren't, until like three. Like, I don't, my first memory isn't until three. Like, Finding Nemo is like my first memory. It's specifically like the shark when it first comes in and it's like, hello. So yeah.
Matt's got a take here about this beer mile. I want to know what you think here. He says the beer mile is a better concept and less gross. It's a pretty hot take.
Less gross?
Less gross. The beer mile is less gross than the hot dog.
Depending on who your competitors are, it might be like the grossness might be there. The initial grossness, I can see what you mean. Because seeing a bunch of people dip like hot dogs in water and then stuff them in their mouth, not my type of scene. But then you get like, you see, it's because with the beer mile, you get one person throwing up and the person behind them is like, oh, fuck, I need to throw up too. So it's like a throw up chain. But granted, that's like deeper into the, see, that could be like a plot mountain that they make you do in middle school. Like the beer mile follows that more, like that follows it better. So you can say like the conflict of the beer mile is a throwing up and then we get the resolving action and the conclusion. The fucking hot dog just goes off rip like the Challenger. And then it ends like the Challenger. So, yeah, I might agree with you there, Matt Stan. I think I like the beer mile more. It follows a more, like, traditional plot. I like it. We actually made my friend run a beer mile recently because he got last in fantasy. And, you know, like, the movie Troy, when Hector cuts Achilles' heel?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, that's what he felt like. So I know it's a pretty dog-ass thing you have to do.
I'm sorry. I'm over here laughing to the point that I can't make noises. But you saying it goes off like the Challenger and then ends like the Challenger may have been the greatest quote you've ever had.
No, it's because it does. It does. Like, it does. The hot dog off rip. Motherfuckers are dipping hot dogs in water. Hot dog bread and water is not a great combination. Like, it's just not. And then you throw a wiener in there, two paws. Crazy. Like, I'm not for that. Like, I'll watch it, but I'm watching it like the emoji, like, oh fuck. But the beer mile, everyone takes off. It might be like a Tour de France thing where they all fall. Yeah, I'm with him with the beer mile being a little bit better.
Yeah, I've actually, and I don't know if this makes it better or worse for you, but a lot of the competitors don't use water to eat the hot dog. It's lemonade. They'll actually dip it in lemonade.
Oh, all the sugar and shit. That's not good for them.
Wait, you're worried about this? Joey Chestnut ate 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes, which was like very low for him. And you're worried about the sugar from the lemonade.
It's because sugar fucks up your enamel, and then sugar's not to be fucked with. Sugar is a demon, bro. That's why I don't eat it that much. It fucks you up crazy.
Ah, that's amazing. What a great take. And Joe Hall saying lemonade glizzies.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's...
I'd rather do the water than the lemonade.
The water, I feel like, would probably be less gross than the lemonade. But I don't know, if you think about it, like, okay, if you're dipping the bun, because they're really just dipping the bun in, right? Because, to try to soak it up and get it down quicker.
Compress it.
If it's like a waterlogged bun, that's got to be more disgusting than a lemonade. Like, at least with the lemonade, you get a little flavor, maybe, with the bun.
Bro, fuck that. Like, regardless, if you're... Like, does the acidity... I'm thinking of, like, the science behind this now. Does the acidity of the lemonade, like, make the bun go, like, smaller anyway?
Well, that's what getting the bun wet is supposed to do. Is supposed to help it, like, condense down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe lemonade because... Like, it speeds it up even more because of, like, the acid from the lemons. But what if it's just powder? Then that point is void.
You got them just using powdered lemonade to just, like, rolling it around in some powdered lemonade and then...
Yeah, because if it's powdered lemonade, then my point of the acidity from the lemon is, like, it's null. Mm. But, again, if it's... Oh, my God. I just... See, now I'm fixated on this shit and... I'm not going to... How do they use lemonade?
Biscuit is saying it's about the flavor. So it is about the flavor to use the lemonade instead of the water. And Joe Hall...
Do they have like a brand deal with Minute Maid?
They probably do. Joe is saying he'll do a 10-minute glizzy gulping challenge on the show and test the theories of water versus lemonade. I feel like we need to make this happen. We need to have Joe on to do a 10-minute hot dog eating contest.
Joe, you might get mad at me for the shirt. I get it. I respect the grind. Like, I get it. I fucked up there. That's on me. Like, that's just on me. The way coach takes blame for his player sucking dick, I'll take action for me personally sucking dick on the shirt. Like, that's on me, right? But I care about you. I'm not going to make you go through that. That's way too crazy. That's way too crazy, bro. We can do little pints.
There was a hot dog eating contest when we were in college one time, and a buddy of mine signed up for it. And literally all he did was he just sat down and put ketchup on the hot dogs and took his time and just ate like 3 hot dogs just to get a free meal.
Oh, fuck yeah. What a dog.
The contest. He had no intention of winning. He sat down. He took his time, just loaded up some ketchup, just sat there and chewed and watched everybody else try to shove the hot dogs down their face.
In Laredo during WBCA, which is wild. We're like one of the only like cities in the nation that celebrates Washington's birthday for some fucking reason. So we have the Washington Birthday Celebration Association. So every year during February, we have a celebration for his fucking birthday. A carnival comes. We have all these events. It's fucking weird. I don't get it. Like, I don't know what Africa-located ass Laredo, South Texas has to do with Washington. Anyways, I digress. We have a jalapeno eating contest.
Oh, God.
My friend did it once, and he was like, I'm not doing that shit again.
That sounds terrible. Yeah.
He dogged out, though. He did his best, and that's all we can ask for.
One more quick running story for you guys before we get back into this hot dog eating contest, because there is some stuff to talk about there.
Shout out the Kenyans.
there was the Atlanta 10K over the weekend, and there was a girl that was leading the female group in the 10K. She was going to win, back-to-back winner. She was going to win $10,000 as well. And at the finish line, as she's following the police motorcycle that's kind of leading the way, the motorcycle veers off to a side street, and she follows the cop car, but she wasn't supposed to. So she turned right, and then 3 runners ran past her, and she lost the race. I would have been so mad if that had happened to me, to get that close to the end, like you were going to win it, and then you made the wrong turn because
I would have shot people. I would have shot people.
That's got to be the worst way to lose, man.
I would have shot people. I would have shot the cop, like in the tire, not him, because then I'd obviously die, right? They're going to see me, and they're like, oh, this brown kid shot me. We're killing him. Anyways, I'm shooting the tire of his motorcycle because, like, why the fuck are you turning there? The organizers of this tournament, like, at least put a yellow tape.
Yeah, there. It's definitely on the cop for like turning right, but also you got to know your route. It's a 10K. It's not like you're running like a marathon or an ultra marathon. You're running like a 10K. Like you can memorize these 6 miles. You know you're close to the finish line. You know you're not turning right at the end here. You can probably see the finish line in sight. Like, how are you turning at that point and then losing the race? That's insane to me, man. This honestly, whole story is crazy.
If it were me, like, say I'm running, like, and I see the cup, I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And I'm just there, like, what the fuck do I do? Oh, fuck. You know what? Fuck it. We ball. I'm just going to keep going straight. shit, I would have just stick to the script.
Also, if you're that cop, why would you not want to drive that motorcycle across the finish line? Like, there is no way. Yeah, there's no way I'm pulling off. I am driving all the way through this course. I'm finishing first, and then I'm going to brag that I beat everybody on my motorcycle. Like, that's the way that cop should have handled that. There's no reason for him to turn off at the end of that race and screw this lady over. Absolutely horrible. Holy shit. Joe said it used to have like 60,000 people in it in that race in the Atlanta 10K. She should have known. Biscuit saying disagree. It is on the cop. She won last year. She knows the course. Not his fault. That's correct, Biscuit. Sorry, I got confused by your comment. It is not on the cop. It is not his fault. She knows the route. She won it last year.
I'm just a bitch. I wouldn't have accepted responsibility. I'm finding someone to blame.
Joe said popping a wheelie as he finishes.
That's my thing. So the cops, when they go to the finish line, right, do they just break on the side so they don't run through the tape? Or, like, how is that done?
I don't think they roll out the tape, like, for the cop as it's coming across.
No, yeah, but, like, sometimes they're pretty close to each other. So I don't know if it kind of like, oh, fuck, he passed. Let's put the tape. Because what if like the person running is faster than the cop on the tape? I mean, on the cop on the cycle. Like, what happens there?
I don't think that's something to worry about, man. I feel like the person running isn't going to outrun the motorcycle.
Oh, like, I'm just saying. You could be slow on the trigger. Or like the fucking, I don't know, the accelerator. There you go.
Caesar, you look good in those glasses, man.
I just can't see shit.
You look fantastic.
I keep looking around like if I'm off a Molly or a perk because I'm trying to find where the sunglasses like let me look at the screen and I could read comments. So I'm probably going to be like this. But thank you. I appreciate it. Use code Cesar at Sunkist.
You dropping affiliate deal.
I don't have it yet, but it'll happen.
You're angling for one. I respect the hustle. Yeah. All right. So Joey Chestnut saves the hot dog eating contest, saves America, saves the 4th of July because it was canceled. They did the women's contest. Mickey Sudo won again. She's like the female Joey Chestnut. Absolutely demolishes the competition. She's won like every year except for one since she started up, overseeding Sonia Thomas. Now she's like the new deal on the women's side, winning that pink Pepto-Bismol belt. But then they delay the hot dog eating contest for weather. Then they said it was canceled. They just flat out were like, it's canceled, which I was furious about, man. I planned my 4th of July around the hot dog eating contest. We don't go anywhere until after the contest is done.
What time is that shit at?
It starts at noon. It's a noon start time. So there's
like a noon kick. Time. That's crazy.
Yeah. There's plenty of time. Noon Eastern, by the way. Not even
yeah,
like
yeah, noon kick. Time. Yeah, 11.
So they cancel it after it's been delayed for a while. Joey Chestnut storms back out. There's a picture floating around on Twitter of him just like storming out, just pissed off looking. And he said, I'm going to go get the guys out of the back. We're doing this fucker. And then rallied the troops and they put it back on. Joey Chestnut single-handedly got the hot dog contest back on. A true American hero, Caesar. Like, this man is him. Joey Chestnut, not only does he rally the troops, forces them to come back, but then he wins the contest. Way under the over-under mark, way under. Yeah, but I'm going to give that to him on the delay. That's got to screw you up a little bit. But they had the over-under at 72.5, and he only had 62. But this dude, like, he saved it, man. Like, imagine if, like, the Super Bowl is under this horrible delay. And
oh,
then,
bro, no, they're running that shit. Everyone's going to stay there for the next fucking 4 days if it's the Super Bowl. They'll fucking pitch housing outside and shit. Like, they're not leaving. That's the whole Super Bowl's going to happen. But my thing with the hot dog eating contest, like, if you're there, you're just there to fuck around willy-nilly and get clout. Because you know you're fucking losing to Joey. Like, what the fuck are you there for? Like, you're going to come out on TV, tell your mom, hey, ma, turn on the TV, I'm on ESPN. You're not going to win. Like, you're just not. So, when I saw that he brought everyone out, like, me being, like, I guess you can say I'm an asshole. I try not to be, but I guess, like, it's just in my nature, I guess. Like, if it gets weather delayed and I already came out on TV, like, I'm good. So, like, knowing I'm going to lose, I'm not beating a guy whose nickname is after a fucking shark. Like, I'm just not. I'm not going to beat that guy. I got to fucking shoot the guy before I even have a chance. Because even on one leg, he probably kicks my ass. So, like, if he comes into the locker room, he's like, yo, boys, we got to do this. I'm going to be like, bro, shut the fuck up. I already came out on TV. You're going to win anyways. You go eat the fucking hot dogs. Everyone just cares about you anyways. I'm gone. Laters.
So you've got the rest of the field just being like, no, dude, I'm not going out there just so that you can win the belt again. Like, fucking do it yourself. It's wet out there. I'm fine. I'm good.
Get like Kobayashi's fucking protege or whoever the fuck is there. Because you already know the way Americans are on the 4th of July, especially. If there's anyone with any sort of pigment from or like looks like they're from a different country, they're going to see joints just start chanting USA. It's like the UFC. It pisses me off. Because in the UFC, whenever Michael Chandler or anyone, like any American fighter fights anyone, it could be a Mexican-American. It could be fucking Cain Velasquez. And they'll start chanting USA. Like, bro, he's American. What are we doing here? So anyways, I tell him, like, look, bro, you go fucking eat the hot dogs. I'm good. I'm going to save myself 18,000 calories. I'm going to go have a steak at fucking Guy Fieri's restaurant.
Here's the thing, Caesar. Like, the finish line is in sight now. Like, Joey has 15 of the last 16 years that he's won this belt. I feel like he wants to hit 20 and then he's going to hang it up. Like, that's, I feel like that's where we're getting to, but it's already different because we did not have Eric Badlands Booker in this contest.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We never got the Badlands Booker rap. It, like, once Joey's gone, is it even going to have the same clout? Like, is it even going to be a thing anymore?
This is where Joey needs to put on his John Cena boots. A lot of John Cena references today. Money in the Bank was on Saturday. Great event if you're into wrestling. I just got back into it because of this guy that reacts on TikTok. Great event. Great event. Shout out to Usos. We the ones, baby. Anyways. And fuck Roman Reigns. Anyways. We need the way John Cena was trying to, like, put over Austin Theory is what we need Joey Chestnut to do for, like, a younger guy.
Dude, there's nobody close.
There's no one close.
He's beating people by 20 hot dogs. Like, it's not close.
Yeah, but this is when I feel like the NBA went through this. Again, I wasn't born, so I don't fucking know. I just don't. Oh, my God. I thought he was dead. Oh, my
God. I thought I heard you say RIP.
Yeah, it's an RIP.
I thought you were just making a joke about him not being in the contest anymore. And they're like,
no, I thought he was dead.
Because, like, he's not in the contest.
Did he come on Twitter for being dead?
No.
Who the fuck died then from the eating world? Who the fuck? I saw it on Twitter. Oh, fuck off. Oh, wait, no, that's from 2006.
Badlands is still doing, like, Badlands chugs. Like, he's doing chug videos on YouTube. He just chugs a bunch of liquids now. That he's out of competitive eating, but he's still out there.
Fuck. Well, anyways, we need John Cena. We need Joey Chestnut to, like, get the most, like, the next, get, fuck it. Get some 17-year-old, like, make him drop out, right? Or, like, say, you could see that he's a foodie. Be like, bro, I'm going to sign you to, like, a deal with Nathan's. We're going to work at this every day, come out every year and pretend to fucking hate me.
Oh, so you want him to, like, mentor the kid and get the kid, but have a rivalry,
yeah, like,
between them.
Yeah, behind the scenes, like, mentor him. And then on 4th of July, like, oh, fuck Joey Chestnut. Like, I run this shit. This is my, get the fuck out of here, old man. And then bring out, like, a wheelchair, all that shit. Like, it's my time.
Do you think,
I guarantee when that happens, views will go up.
Do you think when that happens, if they build that up for a couple years on the last one, the one where Joey's retiring, do you think he takes a dive or do you think he goes out on top? Because he would have
He goes out on top.
If you're going the wrestling route there, he's got to take a dive because he got to hand off the throne to the next guy. So he would have to lose in his last contest.
If he's at 20 by when this up-and-comer pops out from out of nowhere, then, yeah, let him take a dive. But say he's at 19, right? Oh, my God. Hey, whoever the fuck at Nathan's, if you're listening, which I doubt, but you should, give me a fucking call. Because get someone, right? Have Joey get some fucking stomach hernia for the next, like, 6 to 7 months. And then next year, by the time it's coming, I was like, oh, Joey Chestnut's doubtful for the competition. Then 2 weeks before, be like the way Jordan sent the fax.
I'm back.
Chestnut just sends, like, a tweet. Like, I'm back. Like, I'm good. I'm coming out in this bitch. So then you get the young guy, be like, oh, fucking old ass man. And he beats him because Joey has the fucking stomach hernia, right? And then the next 2 years, Joey wins. He's at 19. New guy takes over for 2 years. And then right at 20, we build it like John Cena versus The Rock. But Joey Chestnut versus whoever the fuck this kid is. Glizzy Eater Champ.
Biscuit.
Nathan, right, give me a call.
Biscuit making all the solid points tonight, saying everyone thought Kobayashi was unbeatable until Chestnut showed up. There is someone out there who will beat him. And that's a fair point. He's right. And then Tabari saying, how does Chestnut not have a contract with an enema company for endorsements? Also a good point. I don't know how that is, but Caesar, okay, let's ask this question, because the lists have gone on after the championship, after he won, where Joey Chestnut is up there with the greatest athletes of all time. He's the most dominant athlete of all time. Not even Tom Brady dominated like this. I want to know, Where does Joey Chestnut rank in your list of greatest Americans of all time? Because this dude saved the 4th of July. Twitter exploded when it was canceled. People were done. It ruined people's holidays. I saw Robert Taylor tweeting about it. I saw tweets that were just like, I'm done with the 4th. It's over. He saved it. He saved the entire holiday. Where does he rank as like top Americans of all time?
As I said earlier, he's there with like John Cena. Again, I'm surprised I've said it this much, but he really is. And John Cena is probably what, like top 75, top 50? Like in general, Americans, top 50, top 75? Because I have Stone Cold above John Cena. I have The Rock above John Cena, obviously. But I don't think I have Stone Cold over – I don't think I have Joey Chestnut over Stone Cold. There's no way.
Okay, this is I need to get inside your mind here. We need to, like, draft Americans or something because you're – the way your mind is working, it's way too wrestling-focused. You got to spread your horizons a little bit, man. Let's do that. Do you want to draft Americans and see who gets the better draft team?
Look, bro, I'm the commissioner of the Glizzy Destroyers 2 Fantasy Football League. I'm always ready for a draft. By the way, boys, if you're watching, $100 due by week 4. If not, then we're not getting the Airbnb in 2 weeks. Just saying.
By the way, Biscuit is now challenging Joe Hall to a hot dog eating competition. That's something we need to do on this show. Biscuit versus Joe Hall in a Glizzy Guzzler competition. Sarah White saying Joey Chestnut or Harriet Tubman. Okay, here's what we're doing, Caesar. We're drafting. This is, by the way, before we do that, Robert Taylor pointing out The Rock should not be above Cena. The Rock never carried the company like Austin and Cena both did.
You know what? You're right. You are right. So I take it back. Cena's above The Rock, but he's not over Stone Cold. He's not even close to Stone Cold. I wasn't alive and Stone Cold was making me go crazy. I have an Austin 316 shirt as a fucking like 2-year-old. Why did I have that? None of my family watches wrestling. But I did have it.
Okay, we're gonna do a draft. First, we'll take a quick break to shout out Caldera Labs, and then we're gonna come back with our draft of greatest Americans of all time. Caesar, I want you to think about what categories we need to have for this draft because I feel like that's too broad of a scope. So think about what we're talking about, Caldera Labs. I want you to think about the categories that we could do for this draft. Where is the music, Joe? Thank you, appreciate you. That's the wrong music. Where is it at? There it is. Appreciate it. All right, let's give a shout out to our friends over at Caldera Lab. Listen, everyone, summer is here, and if you want your skin feeling as great as possible, go to Caldera Lab, where clinical trials, 9 out of 10 men experience healthier and visibly improved skin. Caldera Lab's got the tools to keep your skin fresh and confident as the weather heats up this summer. Today, we've got an offer for our listeners. You can get 20% off with our code CRAFTBREWED at CalderaLab.com. All the products, there's no restrictions on what you can get that deal on. You got the clean slate. You start your day. Your skin's feeling fresh. Feels great. You got the base layer. It's fortifying moisturizer. Hydrates your skin. Absorbs fast. Leaves you with a matte finish. You're not all shiny. Feeling weird all day. And then at night, get that good. Put that on before bed. It's clinically proven multifunctional serum. Helps your skin look tighter, smoother, no anger lines, none of those weird wrinkles that start showing up as you start getting older. Caesar, how you feeling since you've been switching to Caldera Lab? Everything's still going good for you?
Look at you. I turned my face for a reason. There's no pimple. Remember, I got my first pimple in like 3 years on this face. I was undefeated, never lost. Never. And then I got a pimple on my face. I almost cried. My self-esteem and ego went from 25 on a scale of 1 to 10 to like a 4 with that one pimple. But you know what saved me? Hopping on the routine again with the clean slate, the good, and the base layer. It just works wonders. The clean slate leaves my skin feeling so clean, so soft, so supple. Then the good, I put that on before I go to bed. I wake up feeling so fresh and so clean. It's just wonders what this product can do for you. I love it so much. I re-upped for myself. I'm getting some for my cousin because he's got the pizza face going on. So hoping it works out for him, which I'm pretty sure it is because it's just done wonders for me and everyone on Everyone I know that's used it.
Dude, I can't say enough about how much this has made my skin feel better. I've said it several times. I've never done any type of like skin regimen before in the past. And now that I am, I'm never going back. Get 20% off with our code CraftBrewed at CalderaLab.com. That's 20% off at CalderaLab.com using the code CraftBrewed. Take your skincare to the next level this summer with Caldera Lab.
Sell out.
All right, Caesar. Have you thought about
shout out Stacy Keebler? Just had to drop that in there. Beautiful woman. I love. Granted, respect your husband. Love you guys, couple. You're just a very beautiful woman.
I am not reading Robert Taylor's number one pick for his greatest American.
I don't know what it is.
In the comments.
That's a Google.
Don't want to know, Caesar. That's a Google. All right. Let's go ahead and book that one as a Google for Caesar. All right. What are the categories that we're drafting under? How are we determining?
So I typed some of my notes during that break, and what I got was it's not America without like political people in general. So I thought political people, like political person, should be there. That's like one category. We've got most American pop culture figure, just in general, artist, musician,
athlete.
Yeah. Okay. And then American food, dishes, sides, whatever you might think.
Wow.
Is American. Go with food. And then most American event and anything the way your mind conceptualizes that, then do that. Okay. Then we got a miscellaneous, which you could just kind of pick from all of those, or just anything that comes to mind when you think of America.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. I'll give you the honors. I'll let you draft first if you want. Do you want to draft first?
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, if you're going to let me draft first, then I'm going to draft first. Cause there's an obvious 1-1 here. There's an obvious one first round, first draft pick. And if you don't think so, you're racist. Not just racist.
I got the drop.
No. It's cause if without this person, I'm not here. Half of this show isn't here. We're not. We're working in this heat for Masters. I just said for Masters, and now I'm thinking of it. Fuck. You know what? I have to take it. I'm going to take Abraham Lincoln.
Taking Honest Abe. That was number one on my draft board. That was Abe was definitely the
yeah. I'm going political people just for the sheer fact that I know he didn't do it necessarily for me. But I might have been like on the back burners of his mind. Like, you know what? There might come a time like 100 years from now. There might be a little Mexican brown boy. Pretty funny. Solid 7-4 on a scale of 1 to 10. He's a good kid. Tries his best. I don't want him working in the sun more than he already does. So you know what?
Since you took my number one pick, my number one overall pick of Abe Lincoln, I'll go away from the politics category to start with. So we'll compile these, we'll put these out, and we'll see who had the better team. Let us know in the comments as we're going through who's making the right picks, who's making the wrong picks. I'm gonna go pop culture first, and I'm gonna take. Oh boy, there's two that I really want to get in this pop culture, and I'm hoping if I leave one out there, I can swing back and get them in the miscellaneous. I'm going to go with the musician that absolutely changed music, was an icon across the world, was the guy that people lost their minds over. You would see people fainting at concerts. I'm going Michael Jackson for my first pick.
I'm going to say Kanye West. I really did. I thought you were going to say Kanye West.
You might be too young to remember like Michael Jackson concerts.
I just wasn't alive. I remember coming back from elementary school and seeing he was dead and seeing my grandma like crying. And I was like, Grandma, you're Mexican. Like, I get it when like Selena died. But I mean, I never once heard this in the house.
He was, dude, se that murió guy. Mi rey.
And I was like, Vicente Fernandez isn't dead yet. Chente isn't dead yet.
Michael Jackson was like, dude, that guy was worldwide. Mr. Worldwide before Pitbull. Okay, who's your second pick or what's your second pick for greatest American thing?
Just in general. So I want to take it just because I feel like it's not going to be available once we get to food. So it might be a reach, but it's because I can't go to Texas because my thought process is like, if I take this certain item, the way I'm going, it's gonna be too fucking Texas. No. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a bitch. I'm going to be a bitch and pander. I'm taking buffalo chicken dip as my dish.
Wow.
I'm going to take buffalo chicken dip as my dish because I get some factors with the buffalo chicken dip. I get some other like connections there that might make it a little more American than what I was thinking of taking. But yeah, that's
buffalo
my dish.
Chicken dip is hands down my favorite thing to bring to any party. I will eat buffalo chicken dip just with my hands. I do not care. It is amazing. That's a great pick for
the not just that. The biggest sports party in the world. I'm not saying what, because I don't want to delve dish out picks here, but it's on here at that party, at this big great game that everyone loves every Sunday in February. It's there. So I mean, I think I hit it out of the park there with the dish. I just didn't know. I had a good feeling you were thinking about buffalo chicken dip, so I had to take it.
I was not, but I'll go ahead and take my food now, and I'm just going to go with barbecue because there is, like, the fact that you have different regions. You got your North Carolina barbecue, your Kansas City barbecue, Texas barbecue. Like, everybody's got their own special spin on barbecue. It's all-encompassing. Like, even though everybody does things a little differently, barbecue is so goddamn American, man. It's so American to have just a just meat falling off the bone.
I'm just saying. I heard big meat and I was like, whoa.
Barbecue is my second pick. What do you got for you? Oh, Biscuit saying fried chicken. I had fried chicken on the board. That was definitely on my list, as well as another thing that I may hold off on because I might pick it up in the miscellaneous category.
I think you should go again. Like, let's make it like a snake.
Really? You want to do a snake draft with two people? It's really
actually, you know what? You know. Yeah. You know what? I said that and I realized I was being stupid.
If the other guys are here, sure. We can snake this one up. But all right, go ahead. Right. What's your third pick?
I'm debating whether taking a fucking event or pop culture. But fuck it. I'm going to take an event.
I think I know what you're
taking. So with my third pick in the third round, I'm going to take the day that that SEAL Team 6 killed Osama bin Laden. That day was American as fuck. You had ESPN on the fucking ticker. We killed Osama bin Laden. John Cena, I think it was at Extreme Rules. Holy fuck, the amount of John Cena references today for me. Wow. He was at a pay-per-view event, bro. We have neutralized Osama bin Laden. That day was crazy. You had fuckers outside of the White House singing Party in the USA.
Dude, wasn't it The Rock that broke the news? Because, like, there was rumblings of, like, oh,
it was John Cena
at a press conference. No, The Rock did it on Twitter. Oh. Like, there was rumblings of, like, Obama's addressing the nation, and The Rock was the one that tweeted out, heard we killed Osama bin Laden, press conference coming later, USA, maybe, or some shit like that. Like, how the fuck is The Rock breaking this story?
I don't know. Exactly. John Cena and The Rock found out before ESPN did. Like, I was watching the pay-per-view, like, what the fuck is going on?
Sarah saying the Cena reference is definitely outnumbering Google's tonight. They've,
like, I'm not forcing it. They just naturally have come out, and I'm like, wow. Who would have thought? Not me.
Bin Laden's I'm a Stone Cold dead. Guy. That's a solid three. That's a very solid three. Biscuit saying man walks on the moon, and he was from Ohio. That's a good pick. Sarah saying Black Friday. That's a great pick. My event, though, nothing really says America like your president getting a blowjob in the Oval Office. So I'm going with the Monica Lewinsky scandal as my third pick.
That's wild. That's badass. That's crazy.
I mean, name something more American than your president getting a jibber in the Oval Office and then lying about it and being like, nah, I didn't. It's not really sex. So I didn't really have sexual relations with that woman. And then they had, we had congressional hearings defining what sex was. What the fuck are we doing in our country, man? Like, people are like, well, actually, this is considered sex. And you had to have like old ass congressmen breaking down what constitutes a sexual act and what doesn't. Amazing time to be alive, especially to be a young child and hearing this stuff on the news on the daily basis. Monica Lewinsky blowjob scandal. Sarah's asking if you need to Google it, Caesar.
Nah, well, didn't it come into Forrest Gump? Or was that Watergate?
That was Watergate.
Close enough.
Whitey rightly pointing out too, and then not cleaning the dress. That was like the smoking gun evidence, was the dress wasn't cleaned and they had presidential semen on the dress. Oh, absolutely amazing. All right, Caesar, you're not power pick. No.
All right. Dress. So I've taken my political person, my food, and my event. This pick's gonna piss me off, but I think I have to do it. For pop culture, I want to take an athlete so bad, but it's just not American enough. I will elaborate further. I'm taking Kim Kardashian my pop culture. Nothing says stupidity and ignorance and just dumb shit in general like celebrities. And there's no bigger celebrity than Kim Kardashian. Like, only America as a country would care this much about celebrities. Like, there's no reason that they should be this fucking famous. And there's no other, like, there's no, when you think of celebrities, like, Kim Kardashian's up there. It pisses me off because I'm a Kanye guy. I can say that again because apparently he mended his wrongs. Granted, they're crazy-ass wrongs. Jonah Hill. Yeah, 21 Jump Street. But it's just, when you think of America, you think of, like, fat people and celebrities. And celebrities, I don't think there's a bigger celebrity in the fucking world than fucking Kim Kardashian. Maybe like a soccer player, but other than that, it's Kim Kardashian.
Well, yeah, if you're talking non-athlete, then yeah, she's probably up there in terms of celebrity status as compared.
And she's up there, like in general. You think of like films, and she pops up, like her comeback with Ray J and all that shit. Like, it's there. And then you talk about like reality TV, Kim of the Kardashians, it's there. You talk about fashion, it's there. Like, she has a pulse on everything. She had a fucking app of emojis go number one.
That is pretty Kimoji insane.
Was that's number one.
That's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing in this country, man?
Yeah, exactly.
Biscuit saying, I know the Cowboys.
Fuck you, bro. American go suck a dick. We still are. Where we have so many fucking primetime games for no fucking reason. I'm going to ride with my dogs. Arriba la estrella.
All right. I've got my pop culture. I've got my food. I've got my event. Let's go political now. And I'm going to take one of the most badass females in the history of America and possibly the world. And that's Rosa Parks. She was like, fuck you. I'm sitting here on this bus. You don't tell me where the fuck to sit. Change the game. It is hard to deny Rosa Parks' place as a badass American. So I'm taking Rosa Parks for my political figure. It all comes down to the random miscellaneous now, Caesar. This could make or break your entire squad, your entire draft. Who do you have for your last pick in this draft?
Being that this is a sports podcast, I'm kind of surprised it went this far. Maybe if we got two of the members on there, then it probably would have been gone. But, bro, they made a movie about this shit. And as soon as I say that, you already know what I'm going to pick. They made a fucking movie. I'm taking The Miracle on Ice. I'm taking The Miracle on Ice. I needed something sports on here. I'm taking The Miracle on Ice. We beat the fucking commies in the Olympics. We did that shit.
But
if I was alive, my brown ass would have been there with the fucking hole, my corner of my face and blue and white stars, fucking red and white over here, paws, white paint. Like, it would have been crazy, bro. Like,
listen, that would have been a movie. Don't get me wrong. Huge win. Great win for American hockey. It wasn't even for the gold medal. Like, we have it so elevated.
I don't give a fuck. We were in the Cold War. They had Americans in Iran. They made a movie about that shit, too. Two movies were made about this. Completely different topics, but one singular event. That's called influence. And pool.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a good pick, man. That's a very good pick. All right, I will boy, there's two that I wanted to go with here for this last pick. Actually, I've got three that I could pull from. Let's go ahead and check the comments and see what everybody else is saying. Sarah's saying Ruby Bridges. That's a fantastic point. You know who Ruby Bridges is? Google that shit, Caesar. Google it right now.
That's another Google.
Biscuit saying Obama, the first black president. That's a great one. Gabe saying the dream team. Yeah, that's a...
No,
that's
not over the Miracle on Ice.
What? What?
They beat Tingus's country by like fucking 10,000.
I know, but the dream team, prior to that, USA basketball was dog shit. That's why they created...
No, not dog shit. We got robbed. We got robbed, and that's why we never picked up our silver medals. That's what made the dream team, because they're like, oh, you want to fuck around with us? You want to fuck around? You want to fuck around, huh? All right, bet. Michael, let's go. Let's go. Let's go fuck them up.
that is a very American thing to just be like, we came in second. No, we're not even taking that. Well, that's not happening. And then Robert saying Rocky Balboa single-handedly ended the Cold War. Because if he can change and if yous can change, we all can change. Okay, here's my last pick. God, there's three that I really want to go with here. All right, I'm going to take for my last pick.
John Morant.
There's one that... okay, listen, here's my thinking on this one. There's one that is an amazing person, does such good in this world, but if I put her on the list, people are only going to think about one thing, and they're not going to realize all of the good things that she's done in the world. And they're like, well, that's a bad pick. So I'm not going to do that. I was going to pick Dolly Parton. Not going to pick Dolly Parton. Oh. Dolly Parton sends out millions of books to kids every year for free. If you have a kid kindergarten age, you just sign up, and she just sends you a book every month for the kid until they become a kindergartner. It's amazing the amount of money that she spent. So I'm between these last two. What's that face for, Caesar?
I didn't know that. I didn't know she did that.
Yeah, the Dolly Parton Library. It's amazing. It's absolutely fantastic. Sarah, Oprah, good pick. Had her on my list. Not making the cut here on this one. Tank saying Jesse Owens winning the 100 meter in front of Hitler. Damn, that's a good choice. No, I'm going Jackie Robinson. I'm going Jackie Robinson, breaking the color barrier. Integrating baseball. That's my pick. It's also the tie-in. Scott is going to be so mad because the one that
wait.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, we're having like because we're leaving so much off the board. I was like, we could just do a six man.
We could do a six man.
Because if we're going to do this, then I got a badass six man coming off the bench. He could take over when he's injured. He should probably start.
All right, go ahead. Who's your six man?
I was in team Martin Luther King. I didn't want to leave him just not being taken. Because, again, without that guy, well, I'm probably not here. I'm probably across the city in the ghettos recording this shit off a fucking iPhone.
All right, if you're taking MLK, then I will go ahead. If we're doing a six-man, I'll throw Dolly in as my six-man.
Yeah, MLK.
Neither one of us took Michael Jordan. Scott's going to be furious that we didn't take Michael Jordan.
You want me to take Michael over Martin?
No, I'm not saying take him. I'm just saying,
bro, Michael might have played in a whole separate league in like Montgomery if it wasn't for Martin.
Like, in fairness, you took Kim Kardashian over Michael Jordan, so that's like that you could have
picked
Michael
fine. Jordan. More people, if I ask my mom, who do you know more? Like, if I show her a picture of a basketball, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Doug Nowitzki. If I show her a picture of the E! Network, she's going to be like, oh, Kim Kardashian. Like, more people know Kim Kardashian than they know Michael Jordan. I'm saying that's a hot take. It's a crazy take, but I'm going to write it.
You're right, but like in terms of greatest Americans, I feel like Jordan would be above Kim.
Oh, no, yeah, he is, but I got to – what represents America more? Kim represents like the fucked up aspects of it.
All right, let's recap our picks here, because here's the list. And this is when you put it all, like, as I'm looking at this list, it's bananas to see this all laid out. It is the dumbest thing, but it's very representative here. Okay, so my team of greatest American things. Is Michael Jackson, Barbecue, Monica Lewinsky, Rosa Parks, Jackie Robinson, Dolly Parton. Caesar's team of greatest American things is Abraham Lincoln, Buffalo Chicken Dip, Osama bin Laden's death, Kim Kardashian, The Miracle on Ice, and Martin Luther King.
No, that's crazy. Where are you still like it's like asking who are you gonna guard? Like, who are you guarding? If you want to guard Kim, then she could just roll down the lane, pick and pop, and pass it to MLK when he comes off the bench.
Or you can pass it. Sarah wants us to pick our mascot too.
Oh, you don't even need. I already have mine. I'm not gonna pander here. I'm gonna take what I know and what runs through my fucking blood. I'm taking the fucking Longhorn. I'm taking the Longhorn. I don't care how dog shit that is. I'm taking it because nothing says Texas, nothing says the South like cattle.
Go ahead and write down there. Caesar loses after taking the Longhorn for his mascot.
You want to take the bald eagle? I'm not going to take that shit. I'm not going to pander. I'm going to stay to me.
My mascot is a beer bottle.
Oh, fuck. You got way more creative than I did. Fuck. Can we do a living and non-living?
Nope. Too late. You picked the Longhorn. You win.
Fuck.
Also, Robert saying the Budweiser Clydesdale horses. That would have been a good pick. Tank said both Ron Jeremy and Michael Jackson had bad endings.
Yeah. Which endings have mine have had? Like, none of mine have bad endings. You can say Kim's film wasn't the greatest, but that's about it. Yeah. Okay. You know what? MLK did get assassinated, but like,
that's a good pretty there. Bad ending, bro.
That's a bad ending, but everyone was like sad and shit.
Also, Abraham Lincoln also assassinated.
I just got dogs. My dogs are so crazy, other people want to take them out. And I got to resort to depressing depths in their lives to kill them.
Oh, shit. Gabe keeps throwing this out, and I can't. I'm not, Gabe, I'm sorry. I'm not putting that comment on the screen because that team name has been changed, and I will not refer to
it. It was the name before the Washington football team.
I'm not going to do it.
They're tribal people.
All right. Let us know who's got the better team. Me with Michael Jackson, Barbecue, Monica Lewinsky, Rosa Parks, Jackie Robinson, and Dolly Parton with the mascot of a beer bottle. Or Caesar with Abraham Lincoln, Buffalo Chicken Dip, Osama bin Laden's death, Kim Kardashian, Miracle on Ice, MLK with the mascot of a Longhorn.
Let's go! Let's go! I hear the Longhorn more and more, and just imagine I have my starting five and then MLK like a little bit further back in the camera angle, and just in front of it, a fucking Longhorn runs through a banner and like fireworks go off in the background. Oh my God.
Sarah's saying in History of the World Part 2, Abraham Lincoln bashes his head on a door frame and says, that's probably the worst thing that will happen to my head this year. Have you seen the new History of the World on Hulu? Hang on. Have you seen the original History of the World?
No. Is that homework?
Oh, Caesar, you got homework, bro. All right. That is an old
school. It's a doozy.
Fantastic movie.
It's a doozy. That phrase.
It's a fantastic movie. Whitey said the beer bottle should have a TikTok QR code on it.
Yeah,
dude, I thought about that. What if we made t-shirts that are just QR codes that like direct people to like the website or direct people to like a middle finger, like a picture of a middle finger. I've seen that
like around like Laredo, like of people promoting their businesses. But, like, I just get annoyed. Like, I look at it and I'm like, I get what you're trying to do here, but it's not a great look for the outfit. You get me?
Yeah.
It's not very functional.
So you're saying nobody's going to wear a QR code shirt?
No, they'll wear it, but it's just not going to look good. Like, we could do both, where it's functional and, like, promotive, I guess you can say. Like, you could have, like, a cool little design on the front, then on the back, like, oh, if you fuck with the shirt so crazy, like, there's a QR code on my back.
Not a bad idea.
And it's, like, a little square, or even on, like, the shoulder right here.
Yeah,
shoulder patch. And then, boom, QR. Like, oh, check out the merch. There's also a show if you want to watch the show too.
There's also a show. Also, we do a show every week.
If you fuck with the merch, like, you might fuck with the show.
Sarah is saying Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks is who made History of the World. He also did Young Frankenstein. He did Robin Hood, Men in Tights. He's done amazing movies. Sarah said he would probably be on my team. He's a national fucking treasure. And he is. Mel Brooks.
If I'm taking authors, I'm taking Robert Frost. Wait, is he even American?
Mel Brooks isn't an author. He's a filmmaker. He's a comedian. Like, he's a.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm taking Kevin Feige from the Marvels. The Marvel movies. And then for artists, I'm taking Edgar Allan Poe, because he was an artist the way he would write books and poems. I had to be a little, I had to navigate my way through there like a little snake.
For artists, you got to go Virginia O'Keeffe, because she made all those flowers that look like vaginas. Those are amazing paintings, bro.
That's I'll take Gwyneth Paltrow.
Bob Ross
for the candles.
Bob Ross is the artist you got to go with. Nothing more American than teaching people how to paint in a half hour. That's a fucking.
I still want to find a way to take Kanye, because he captures like all of America. We do some crazy wild shit, say some crazy wild things, offensive, really offensive sometimes, but all in all, we make some great work. we put out some great product. He's got to look past all the bullshit. And what says America? Like, looking past the bullshit and just respecting the product.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll give you one pass. If you want to switch up anybody on your team for Kanye, I will go ahead.
Oh, hell no. No. Okay. My shit's solid. Right.
Just
the way the Longhorn running out that banner and the way everyone else is behind him running out, fuck, I'm taking my shit.
Oh, shit. All right, this was actually fun. Now I see why shows do drafts like this, because that was actually pretty fun to do. All right, we'll get a list, we'll put it out there, and we'll see who wins. Maybe next week we'll have Scott and Mookie judge to see who's got the better drafted team as well.
I won, Scott. You got to persuade Mookie. I took MOK.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, the Kim Kardashian thing.
I don't know. Kim Kardashian's going to hurt you in that one. You got Miracle on Ice in there. I don't know if he's going to.
It's because if you've seen the Kim Kardashian tape and done research to it, you got to pick my team. Like, you can't. You're going to tell me, like.
And Gabe's right. I got Rosa Parks. So
someone was eventually going to say no. She was just the first person to do it.
Are you downplaying what Rosa Parks did?
No, I just want to win. I'm very competitive.
Oh shit, Whitey's got a great list off the rip. Fred Rogers, Bob Ross, and LeVar Burton. The problem is
LeVar Ball.
Hang on. I got to put you on camera because you deserve it.
Trying to be funny. I don't know who LeVar Burton is. I know LeVar Ball.
Undefeated. Don't know LeVar never... Burton?
No, Robert Burton.
Wait, you seriously don't know LeVar Burton? LeVar Burton, the dude from Reading Rainbow.
Burton. No, I don't know who he is. Oh, yeah, I do know who he is. I just didn't know that was his name. A lot of these people that I don't know, like if you just show me a picture of them, I probably do know.
I'm so disappointed right now, man. Reading Rainbow, what your school system has failed you, bro.
Yeah, I'm from Texas.
You didn't.
We're
you
fucking 47th for a reason.
Gabe is correct. He does deserve it for not knowing who LeVar Burton is. Hang on. You earned a rap air horn and then you get this right back.
Playing golf, I'm still winning.
You know what? I'm taking this a step further. Because you didn't know LeVar Burton, you've earned this one, C.
Motherfucker, you stupid motherfucker.
All right, let's shift gears here. Let's talk a little football here. Touchdown. All right, so the Big 12 expansion has officially happened. The new teams have taken their place in the Big 12. UC is now officially a Big 12 member. Houston, UCF, and BYU.
Central Florida. No, we got to call them Central Florida. Apparently, they take huge issue with being called Central Florida.
Okay. Well, then, yes, forever now, they will be known as Central Florida. I refuse to call them
UCF. Big 12 Twitter, they were pissing everyone off because everyone were like, in polls and shit, they'd call them Central Florida. They're like, oh, we don't go by Central Florida anymore. We're UCF. I was like, that's literally your fucking name, you dimwit. You're fucking Central Florida.
Well, all of the teams were very excited about their move to the Big 12, going from, you know, tier C up to tier C plus as it relates to the college football landscape. And BYU took the moment to tweet out a picture of a rendering of their stadium. It looked like a weird Photoshop job, like not even like they've did the work already. It was just sort of like, hey, this is what our field's going to look like. And the tweet said new conference, new look. And then they went ahead and tweeted this out, where the stadium, at first glance, cool. You got your Big 12 logos on the field. But when you look closer at it, you realize
it's like flexing
one of the
like
Big
a booty
12
call.
Logos is upside down. It's facing, they're both facing the same direction, which is incorrect. they would have to be, one would have to be flipped the other way. And then one is on the 25-yard line, one is on the 15-yard line. So they didn't even put it in the right spots. So BYU.
Don't they go on the 35?
One's or on like the 25, don't they go on the 15. The one
where do they kick off from? It's the 25, right? Or the 30?
The 30.
Yeah, they should be on the 30-yard line.
They put it on the 25 and the 15. Why is it on the 15?
I don't know. Maybe they thought they're Notre Dame with all their little lines. I don't know.
It's a really terrible look. It's a terrible look to be like, here we are. We're in a major conference now. You got to take us seriously. Check out our field. Hey, you guys fucked that up. Oh, shit, we did, didn't we? Damn. Okay, well, we'll try again next week, I guess.
And the thing is, they're in a conference with such great graphic design. Like, Oklahoma has a great graphic design department. UT has one of the best. I'm not, like, saying this because I went there. Like, UT has one of the best graphic departments in the country. They're always up there in the stats or whatever you look at. They're up there every single year. They're there with Bama and Ohio State in terms of like impressions and engagement. Like, their creative team does a great job. The Big 12 is a great graphic design conference. We might be
not
the
anymore.
SEC graphic design.
Look at
no,
that.
Fuck no.
Sarah said they made this rendering using the paint program on a desktop. It's exactly what it looks like. This is absolutely horrible. I feel like the Big 12 should kick out BYU just for this. Like, they should be like, hey, we saw that announcement. Sorry, you're out. We're bringing somebody else in instead. We're bringing in Western Kentucky because they can at least handle a field reveal better than you can. This is bad, bro. This is bad. The other football news this week, Colin Kaepernick has been announced as the cover athlete for a new football game that's coming out. So there's a new game called NFL Wild Card that's supposed to compete against Madden, which it's not going to. Like, it's not gonna happen. Are you just Googling?
Hell no. Yeah, fuck no, bro. The only people that are competing against fucking Madden is 2K. NFL wild card. I search NFL wild card and the only thing that pops up is 2022 wild card schedule.
Yeah, it's a newly in development game, but Colin Kaepernick is announced as the cover athlete. He said that the way that they're doing this, they don't actually have like NFL licenses, but instead they're working with the players. So all of the players are going to be in the game, and then you create your own team based on the players that are in the game, and you make a 7-on-7 team. For this game, it's going to be available on all the consoles, PC, like all the regular stuff. So interesting that there's going to be a competitor to Madden. I don't think it's going to be big enough to change anything in Madden, because like the last time Madden had a decent competitor was like ESPN 2K5. That was a game that Madden actually had to compete with. Ever since then, it's been like NFL Blitz and stuff like that, where it's not real. It's a different type of game, right? Like, it's not actually, you don't have that same feel, that same realistic look and feel that you get from Madden. So this feels
it's
like
not it's a sim. Be it's like an arcade,
right? This is more of like a comic book game. Let's call it a comic book game. Like, the characters seem like they're exaggerated and it's not the real thing. I don't see how this could compete with Madden. And also, when you add in the fact that Kaepernick is the cover athlete, already half the people aren't going to buy it. Like, half people are going to be like, I'm not buying that game now just because I got fucking Colin Kaepernick. God damn it. Like, there's you're shooting yourself.
It's
in your
such
foot
a
right
funny thing. Because Lego apparently has a like contract with 2K. And Lego is going to be making a football game, a soccer game, and a racing game. I'm pretty sure the Lego game is going to sell more than the fucking NFL wild card.
Dude,
a Lego, I wouldn't doubt it.
Game, Lego football game sounds badass. Like, that sounds
It's Lego weird. Football, Lego soccer, Lego racing. It's going to be
I'm
crazy.
I'm on board with this.
I can't wait to
is
buy them,
actually. Is it going to be, like, fully licensed? Like, are they going to have the actual team names and the players and stuff? Or is it going to be generic Lego stuff?
So NFL did a has a, like a contract with NFL 2 with 2K to make non-sim football games. And then the Lego news came out like a year later that they partnered with 2K. So apparently this NFL arcade game is going to be NFL 2K Lego football or whatever the fuck it might be. That's like a rumor, like a pretty popular rumor. And then they have an NFL soccer game, like not NFL. Then Lego has another soccer game, and Lego has a racing game coming out. I don't know if it's like F1, but I know it's like racing and soccer, and then potentially American football.
I'm super stoked now. You have me so excited. I might actually go buy a PlayStation now for that, just for that.
I think it's years away from like actually releasing, but that those are like the initial rumors, because there's a 2K and Lego like like they're working together. They're in cahoots.
Sarah said you get tackled and your guy falls apart. It's going to be great. That would be fantastic. You just get hit and your guy explodes.
That's fucking great. You score a touchdown and I don't know. The fucking possibilities are endless.
I love it. I want that now more than I want NFL wild card. Okay, let's talk basketball real quick. Boom shakalaka! Caesar, I don't know if you've been following this Dame Lillard trade saga, but this shit is getting crazy, man.
Yeah, because my main ops, the fucking Miami Heat, just because he wants to go, they think they're going to get him. Bro, you got fucking the guy that goes for like 60 points in high school basketball and then some runder big ass dude and some 40-year-old. That's not enough of a package to get Damian Lillard. Like, congrats, you have Tyler Hero. The best thing Tyler Hero does is fuck Instagram models. Like, he does. That's the best thing he does. He put okay, great. He puts up 22. Yeah, he comes off the bench.
He snarled the camera really good. He did.
I can do that shit too. I just look when I do it. It's harassment. When he does it, it's empowering.
Well, now they're trying to bring in it. I mean, yes, you're right. The Miami package just isn't.
It's terrible. It's dog shit. The Celtics have a better package.
But now they're trying to
go to the Celtics. I don't know.
Now they're trying to bring in a third team to up the ante a little bit, because that's what you do when you don't have the draft capital or the players to do it. So there's talk of getting Brooklyn involved, but the problem is nobody wants Ben Simmons, and Brooklyn wants to get rid of Ben Simmons.
Not just so that.
Brooklyn's like, yeah, we'll be the third team. Somebody's just got to take Simmons. And everybody's like, shit, never mind. Never mind. This isn't going to work at all. So
Brooklyn
it's like
doesn't have the assets either. They don't have the assets either. They barely have any picks as well.
And then on top of that, James Harden wants out. He wants traded, and nobody wants James Harden. So, like, this – we hit a time where, like, this free agency period started off crazy, and now the trades have kind of simmered, and you've got guys like Dame who want out. And I feel – look, here's the thing. I feel like Dame deserves to go where he wants. Like, he's given Portland years of his prime – and they haven't done shit to help him in any way. So I'm fine with him requesting the trade and dictating.
Oh, yeah,
where
me too. 1,000%. The only thing is that at the end of the day, the GM's going to do his job.
Right.
Especially when you don't have a no trade clause. like, you're fucked, buddy. It sucks. And granted, that's why I'm always, whenever, like, I guess, like, casual fans, because I guess, like, I'm a casual fan. Like, I didn't play basketball. I fucking sucked at it, but, like, I know a decent amount. But, like, everyone wants to be like, oh, he was so loyal. That's what they fucking paid him for, all this money. Like, his loyalty was literally paid for through his salary. Like, he wasn't making, like, the MLE. Like, he was making amazing money. So I'm glad he got it, because the only teams I really see him going to, fuck, dude, the fucking Jazz, the Sixers, the Celtics, because the Celtics have Jaylen Brown, and I don't know how Jaylen Brown feels about being a Celtic. The Celtics have picks. They have Jaylen Brown. Like, do I want the Celtics to split up the Jays? Not really, but I can see it happening, because again, they have the assets. The Sixers have James Harden. I don't know if the Blazers would want James Harden. And then the Jazz is a popular thing because they have the assets and young players that are, like, putting out numbers. So I don't think he's going to go to Miami. It'd be nice for him. It'd suck for me, right? But I just don't think it's going to happen.
That's the thing. But he's threatening to sit out if he doesn't go to Miami. Dame's just saying, well, I'm just not going to play.
Yeah, there's certain teams that he would play for, apparently. The Celtics are one of them. I think the Sixers are one of them. And then it's the Heat, obviously, that he wants to go to.
Yeah, it's a good card for him to play. But, like, when push comes to shove, are you really going to sit out, man? Are you really going to take that dock and pay? Like, we'll see. I guess we'll see what his resolve is at that point, because I feel like eventually he's just going to play. He's not just going to sit out and just lose out on the cash.
He fucked up, but, like, he should have requested the trade last year when so many other teams needed and wanted a point guard. If he had done this last year, I would have seen Rob Pelinka and the Lakers giving both of their kidneys, a piece of their intestine, a piece of fucking LeBron's DNA for Damian Lillard. Like, they would have given everything and anything to get Damian Lillard.
DNA. They're like, listen, we don't even have Bronny yet, but we'll trade you Bronny for,
like, we'll give you the strand of DNA for you to, like, for your, like, research department to hopefully inject into your players. The Lakers would have done some shit like that to get him, because they were desperate for a point guard, and they still were until they got D'Lo. It's just tough. I wish Dame could go to a contender, and I don't know how he's ended up on the Heat. Like, I don't see it, because the Blazers, again, their end, like, the GM's end all is, hey, I'm going to provide for my fucking team.
Well, and if you're the GM, you want your team, like, you need to build up the team. You're not going to trade to bring
your
in
a franchise greatest player
right where you're at. Like, you're going to bring in picks. You're going to bring in young guys.
You need
guys,
crazy, like, picks for Lillard. Lillard had his best year last year.
Yeah. But from the Dame side, I just want him to come to the East Coast. I don't care who he plays with. I just want him in the Eastern time zone so that people realize what a truly great player
he is.
Oh,
my God. He's fucking ridiculous.
Nobody has any idea. He had, like, that one moment in the playoffs
against the Nuggets. The
shot, and then, yeah, when he hit the shot.
Oh, my God. And went viral. I almost shaved my head. It went to what, like, double, triple overtime? Oh, yeah. My goodness. If you're not seeing highlights of that game, it's Damian Lillard against the Nuggets. I think it's game 5 of the 2021 playoffs, I think. Oh, my God. It's the greatest performance I've ever seen in the playoffs, other than, like, LeBron's finals.
You had to have seen it. It became a meme very quickly after it happened. He went viral. Let's see if we can pull up the
It's because Austin picture. Rivers was praying for him to miss. And he finally missed, and Austin Rivers literally thanked God.
when he hit, oh, okay, it wasn't. It was against OKC.
It wasn't against the Nuggets?
No, it was against OKC.
Okay, you're talking about the one. Okay, I'm talking about a different game.
And then he posed for the camera. Everybody was going crazy. Like, this image went viral where Dame just stared down the camera after hitting the walk-off three to win the game. But, like, this was his moment. And outside of this, nobody realizes how truly good this dude is, because, one, he plays in Portland, so you don't get the playoff exposure that you get from other teams. Two, he plays on the West Coast, so most of the basketball fans are asleep when his games are happening. Like, I don't care. Like I said, I don't care where he goes. I just want him in the Eastern time zone so that more people can appreciate.
Or even Central. Like, even the Central time zone. It doesn't like, yeah, granted,
fuck this.
It's not the East Coast, but you're only waiting an hour more. You're not waiting 3 hours.
Dude, when you got kids, that hour is a big deal.
That's why you don't have kids. That's why you don't have kids. It's a trap. It's a trap.
It is a trap. All right, let's wrap this up. Let's talk about these beers.
Game 5 of the 2021 playoffs, the Blazers Nuggets. Damian Lillard had like 55 points. Almost all of them came in the second half. Incredible. One of the greatest basketball performances ever. I might even say it's better than most of Jordan's, even though they lost the game.
What?
Yep.
What? Yep.
Watch the fucking highlights. I promise you. It's a religious experience.
What?
I'm being serious. It's like when the Pope comes to town. It's like an experience. You have to be there. Like, you have to. It's a piece of basketball history. I can't understand how crazy it is.
All right.
And they lost the fucking game, and I'm talking about it like this.
Well, that's because it's the Blazers. Of course they lost the game. What were you drinking tonight, Caesar, and would you bang it?
I drink a Dos Equis for my people, for the immigrants. I don't even think it's made in Mexico anymore. But still, you get the gist. I'd smash. It's a Mexican beer. I'm never not going to smash anything not Mexican made.
I don't know if it's Mexican anymore.
Like me?
I was drinking the Ginger Snap Pastry Stout and Chroma Keys out here. But it's from Toppling Goliath Brewing. I'm pretty sure this one's a 10%er, if I'm not mistaken. 9.4%. It's always stout season, baby. This one is fantastic. I would do dirty, dirty things to this beer. It's that good. Caesar, this was a fun one, man. You held it down, man. Without Scott, without Pookie here.
Hold on one.
You held it down really well. You should be proud of yourself, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Jeter retired and all that stupid shit with that commercial. That's what I need from everyone in the crowd.
That draft was fantastic, man. All right, so we'll put that out on Twitter, and we'll put it out in the Facebook group. You guys tell us who won the draft tonight, me or Caesar, in our American thing draft?
Draft, yeah.
We got a name for it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, especially on a weird day. We'll be back next week on Tuesday, regular day, regular time. The rest of the crew will be back as well. Be sure to follow the show in between at Crafty Sports on Twitter and Instagram. Go sub to the YouTube page. It helps bump us up. It helps more people see this stuff. So go do that. Hit the little bell so that you know when we go live and when we post new content. And be sure to join that Facebook group. It's tons of fun. All the people that were commenting in the show are there. It's a good time. Everybody has fun. We've kicked out all the douchebags. So it's really good. Subscribe, rate, review, wherever you get your podcast. It helps us out more than you know. Also, shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Go check them out. Tons of great content there. And awesome podcast on Belly Up Sports Media Network. Go give them a sub, a rate, and a review as well. We will see you guys next week. Cheers, everybody.
Shout out Ray J. Shout out Kim K. Shout out Kanye.
Right now.